Jacob chapter 6. In verses 1 through 3, he testifies that the story of the vineyard is actually prophecy. And he goes on to say that we, talking about our day, is the last time that the Lord will, quoting from verse 2, go forth in his power to nourish and prune his vineyard. Now, again, Jacob is talking to his brethren, but it's obvious through his talk for the last time that he's also seeing us, and that the whole purpose of this chapter is that he is talking to us. Again, thinking again that Mormon included this chapter, because this is to us. This is more than being to Jacob's brethren there. He's talking to us as his brethren very directly. And in verse 4, Jacob summarizes what he summarizes the important part of the story given in the vineyard. And he says concerning the Lord that he stretches forth his hand unto them all the day long. Now that's the, that's the important thing, is that his nourishing and his work and his everything in that story was him stretching forth to us, asking us to come unto him. But he says, unfortunately, in the next phrase, that they are a stiff-necked and a gainsaying people. That they is us. And we do not want to listen to the Lord. We do not want to let him be in charge of his own work. We don't want to turn to him. So therefore, in verse 5, Jacob encourages us to listen and turn to the Lord. And that is what is repent and turn to the Lord. He's talking to his brethren here, which are like us, but these are brethren of the church. We're not talking about some people who are what you want to think of as being the dregs of society. He's talking to his brethren at the church here. And he tells them to turn to the Lord and start listening to the Lord. It says in verse 7, he now explains what nourished means. The symbolism of nourished more clearly, he explained, which feels good to us automatically, just hearing nourished. But he explains that it is the Word of God. So we need to receive the Word of God, not the Word of other men, not the Word of officials, not the Word of government, not the Word of law, not any other words that we have given to us, but the Word of God. Listen to it. Verse 8, that if you condemn or if you reject that Word, if you don't listen to that Word, then what you are doing is you deny the power of God, because you deny that He knows what He is doing and that He can accomplish His work. And that therefore you don't, anytime you say you don't have to listen to God, you're claiming that you know better, and that there is no need, or that God doesn't know what He's doing, or that God isn't helping, meaning that God doesn't have any power to help. You're denying the power of God when you do not listen to His Word. And not only that, more powerfully, the whole purpose of man is God's work, meaning that the plan of salvation is God's plan of salvation. He is in charge of it, and Jesus Christ executes that plan of salvation, and He knows what He's doing. It's not us. And when we reject His Word, then we mock the plan of salvation and say that, no, we know better the plan of salvation. We know better what will save man. We know better what is for man. It says in verse 9 that anything that is not following these, now that's what's important, that it's anything that's not following these words will bring you to shame before Him at Judgment Day, meaning your only choice is to follow Him. And then he pushes that hard and says that you'll be cast off if you don't follow the words. And in verse 11 he says, so therefore repent and enter in the straight and narrow gate. And what is that straight and narrow gate? That straight and narrow gate is keeping your eyes single on Jesus Christ, because He is the only one that can get us through that gate. And we go to Him, therefore, to find out what He wants and listen to His Word. Again, we're back. If we slip back again to verse 9, we say that we can see that He is therefore reinforcing that idea that anything that is not fixed on Christ and following His commandments and getting personal revelation from Him and seeking His will and His counsel, anything that is not that, it doesn't mean is evil. It's not that, well, these things, other things are good, and so obviously the Lord will condone them. Any of those things are going to lead you astray, and that includes any man, any church, anything. If it is not an aid to keeping your eye single to Christ, then it will lead you to be cast off.